Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go get
do it or die. Stand your ground.
Even when times
don't let your bad breaks get you down.
And you had enough.
Even when times are tough,
still gotta
you've had
try.
Enough. Still got to try. I love that song. Atlanta Rhythm Section. That's our anthem, small business owners. He's talking about you and me. He's talking about the things you and I deal with every day in our small business. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and that's me. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. It never gets old, does it, folks? I'm very excited about having our good friend Catherine Computer back on the show. Breakthrough Branding. Also, You Are a Brand. And the new book, right, Catherine? It's out in a new version?
It's out in a new second edition, and I have, you know, three new chapters. There's two chapters on virtual branding and a chapter on the elevator pitch, how to pitch yourself,
all right,
breaking it down, the whole thing. So
You Are a Brand is the, and it's all spelled out in the new version, right?
Right, exactly.
You Are a Brand. So check that out. Tell us how we can find you online, too, please.
So my website is selfbrand.com, selfbrand.com, and I blog at artofbranding.com.
All right, so check all that out, folks. Catherine, I want you to share some of the things that you reveal in your new chapters on virtual branding with my audience.
The whole internet digital revolution has really changed how people buy products and people buy services. You know, before we used to, you know, call, ask our friends. Well, today you can go online, you can ask your friends too, but you can get so much information online. So the whole buying process has changed. So if you're an entrepreneur, you have to be hip to that. And as an entrepreneur too, people want to know not only about the products they're buying, but they want to know about the companies and who's running it,
values behind those people and those companies. They want to know that more and more, don't they?
Absolutely.
Are they at least attracted to it when they find it?
Right, and that's where you need to get involved as an entrepreneur. You need to get involved in virtual branding and building a brand online, because people want to know the values. They want to know the story behind the company, why you started that business, and what's different about it. So, you know, social media gives you an opportunity, you know, your blog, you know, Twitter, Facebook, Google+, YouTube, videos. All of these are ways to tell your story and bring your company brand to life in a way, and really, you know, make a clear difference of why, how you're different from other companies that sell similar products and services to yours.
Well, that's exactly right. And there are so many ways today that a small business can take advantage of getting their brand out in a virtual way. The company brand as well as the personal brand, right?
Exactly, exactly.
The company can have a Facebook page, mm-hmm, and the owner can have a Facebook page.
And I do, you know, so yep, I have a self-brand, I have a Catherine Computer. So you really want to leverage all of those channels with different messages that all work together in terms of defining your brand. And that can be very, very powerful for brands. You know,
well,
it makes
see, you
people
can,
want to
the,
choose you.
The company can do all the things that it does from a marketing standpoint and always have done, the traditional and the new. But then the owner can be running along in a parallel universe, so to speak, with his or her own blog, sharing ideas on products and how the industry's going and talking about the marketplace and putting up little videos.
Where they're having lunch and what they're thinking about. You know, that maybe I read an interesting book. You look at people like Tony Hsieh, who is the CEO of Zappos. You know, he gets you involved in his life. Not only, you know,
I'm gonna push back on the lunch thing. Catherine, I love you, but I don't need to know when you're having lunch.
Right, okay. But you know what? If you do it in a way like Richard Branson does this, in the sense, not so much have, it's got a story behind it.
Right.
Like, I had lunch with so-and-so, and he made me think differently about my business because this is what he's doing. So it's not just, you know, here I'm at Starbucks and I'm having a, you know, a double latte, you know.
Right.
There's something happening that that's making you think differently, and so it relates to your business, it relates to your brand in some kind of way.
And let's also be honest about something here, Catherine. There was a time when Americans went, they found distraction in fantasy. That came from Hollywood.
Today, people
are more interested in what other real human beings are doing.
Right.
I mean, look at the
reality
TV shows.
Right.
So my point is that people are more and more interested in you.
Right. And if you look at people that have big followings on their blog, even like mommy bloggers and people like that, they tell interesting stories about what's happening in their lives.
That's
pictures. It's stories.
That's the key. Yeah. Storytelling.
Storytelling. And all these stories relate to the brand in some way. So, you know, it's, you know, branding is, you know, when you think of TV commercials, in a way, it's telling stories about products and services, you know.
And if you think about it, it's what John Nesbitt prophesied 30 years ago. He said, the more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we will want. And that's what you're talking about.
That's right. People want both. And I think the more gadgets we have and the more technology...
Yep.
We want that human connection.
Virtual branding. Your virtual brand is high-tech and high-touch. Catherine, give us the website again, please.
Okay, the website is selfbrand.com, selfbrand.com.
Great job today, Catherine. Come back again real soon. Congratulations on the new edition.
Okay, thanks so much, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Catherine Computer, ladies and gentlemen. That's Computer with a K.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.